Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Yud, with Song 110. And once again in this song, the singer feels a sense of helplessness to defeat the enemy. And in this case, the enemy are those people or nations who want to destroy us. Unlike the previous Mizmor, when we had to strengthen ourselves through tefillah, in this Mizmor, it is as if the words of Hashem are strengthening us. And the inspiration for the song was the battle that Avram fought when he led the fight of the five kings against the four kings and was victorious. And in this song, we will see Avraham, we will see David HaMelech, King David, and we will see ourselves as well. Let's begin Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, with David Mizmor, by David, a song, Ne'um Hashem Ladoni, the word of Hashem to my master. What is the Ne'um Hashem? The language of Ne'um is found one time in Tehillim, and it's found here in this Pasuk, but it's found frequently throughout the books of Nevi'im, of the prophets. Because the word Ne'um is associated with this is the word of God, a prophecy from God. And what this song is about is that David is recording in his song a prophecy that Avraham received when he was fighting this battle with the five kings against the four kings. So my master is referring to Avraham. Why is Avraham referred to as a master? The Gemara in Brachos Zion Amud Beis 7b says that Avraham introduced Hashem as the master of the world to all of us, and therefore we honor Avraham by referring to Avraham as our master. It could also be that this was a song that was sung by the servants of David about the prophecy that David had received, which was very similar to the prophecy of Avraham, which is as follows. Shev li mini ara shis oivecha hadom l'raglecha. Hashem is telling us, sit by my right until I make your enemies your footstool, until you can stand on your enemies. And what's going on here is the previous Mizmor, if you remember, ended with Hashem standing at our right to save us. And here Hashem is communicating with us and saying, sit by my right, sit tight on my right side until I take care of your enemies and let you elevate yourself through them. And this pasuk is first introduced to us with the battle of the four kings and the five kings. Now, what happened is when the four kings defeated the five kings, and then the four kings captured Lot, Avraham heard about his nephew Lot's plight, and he took an army of 318 men and went to rescue him from the four kings. But as part of it, he led the five kings in an additional battle, and they eventually won. Now, the Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin Kufres Amud Beis 108b that Shem, the son of Noach, came to Avram's servant Eliezer after they defeated the four kings and said, how did you do this? How did you miraculously defeat these four kings? So Eliezer explained, Hashem brought Avram close to him and sat him on his right side, quoting this pasuk of sit by my right side. In other words, at this battle, Hashem told Avraham this verse, assuring Avraham that just stay with me and I will help you defeat the enemies, which he did. Now, why was this battle so important for David? Because these are the four kings that foreshadow the four kingdoms that the Jews would have to fight in the future. Babel, Babylonia, Greece, Persia, Edom. And David saw prophetically that he and the Jews that lived after him would have to go to war with these empires. And so he brings a song with this prophecy, with this nevuah, where Hashem says, sit tight to my right and I will take care of your enemies. Now, this is a song about the Jewish nation and their enemies, But this pasuk is also referring, the Radak says, to David HaMelech and his personal story with his enemies, where Hashem comes to him and says, as he's being pursued by Shaul, wait here, sit at my right until I take care of this for you. And it's interesting that David's mother, her name was Nitzeves, the Medrash tells her, or Nitzevet, which means standing and waiting. And so many times in David's youth, until his death, he had to endure constant humiliations of being falsely accused, of being hurt, of being tormented. And perhaps his mother, from the very beginning, as we see from her name, Nitzeves, told David, wait, Hashem will take care of you. Just sit there and wait and sit next to God. And perhaps this is something that David was always hearing in his life. But on a very personal level, moving from David to us, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, in his Sefer Tiv HaTehilos, uses this pasuk to explain how our Yetzer Hara works, how our evil inclination works. And one of the ploys that our Yetzer Hara concocts is to make us think that certain challenges that we have now will always be there. And we need to know that challenges are only temporary. Eventually, whether in this world or the next, Hashem will take them away. And when he does, those very challenges, those enemies, will become like our footstool. They will support us. They will cause us to be elevated. And so we must make sure never to give up that hope that Hashem will take care of us. Sit at his right and he will take care of us. And now Hashem describes how he's going to take care of us. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Mate uzcha yishlach Hashem mitzion, redei bekerev oivecha. Hashem will send a staff of your strength from Tzion to rule in the midst of your enemies. Basically, what it's saying here is Hashem himself from Yerushalayim, when we're fighting our enemies, whatever enemies they might be, is there to support us. And he will enable us to rule over our enemies. The concept of a staff is a concept of strength. Hashem gave that strength to Avraham. Hashem gave that strength to David HaMelech. Literally, the mateh that David received was his scepter of royalty when he ruled over Yerushalayim. And because David was the king of Yerushalayim, he had the support that he needed to constantly vanquish his enemies. The Yalkut Shimoni takes this concept of the mateh, of the staff, even further and explains that the Torah first mentions the concept of a mateh, of a staff, was when Yaakov used it to cross over the Yabok River. And the staff that he used was a physical manifestation of Hashem's support while he would be in the house of the evil, evil Lavan. And Yaakov later gave this staff to Yehuda, who was the leader of the tribes of Israel. And then the staff was passed on to Moshe and Aaron, and this was the staff that was used to bring the miracles to the Jewish people in the desert and the plagues upon the Egyptians. This was that staff of support that Hashem was giving them. And eventually the staff was passed on to David and his dynasty. It was a physical reminder that Hashem is truly our support and he would help us. It was then hidden at Chorban Bayis Rishon when the first temple was destroyed. And once again, that mateh will be used by the Mashiach. But this concept of Hashem is giving us support so that we can defeat the enemy. Pasuk Gimel. How else does Hashem give us support? Hashem sends the people that we need to give us the support that we need at this certain time. In the time of Amcha Nedavos B'Yom Chelecha, your nation volunteered on the day of your campaign. And when Avram went to fight the four kings, how was he going to get a little army, which he got together an army of 318 men? How is he going to find people to fight the strongest army in the world? And Hashem said, don't worry, people will come to help you. The same thing happened with David. people came to help him. It wasn't a huge army, but Hashem sends individuals when we need those individuals to help us move forward in our life. The Alshich brings down that Hashem sends the nation of volunteers to help us. They're literally angels that Hashem sends to be with us and help us, that Hashem created while we were sitting at his right side. And why does Hashem so much want to support us? Why does Hashem want us by his right side? Why are we his right-hand men or women? Because Bahadre Kodesh Meirechem Mishchar, because of your radiant holiness from the womb since birth, Hashem supports you because he gave you an important mission to fulfill before you were even born. And that mission was given to Avram, had a mission, and David HaMelech had a mission, King David had a mission, and each and every one of us have an important holy mission in this world, and therefore Hashem wants to give us the support we need. L'cha tal yaldusecha, your childhood dew sustains you. And just what's the concept of childhood dew? Dew softly nourishes the ground. And Hashem has given us nourishment since the time we were born in order to fulfill our mission. And Pasuk Dalet takes us to the story of Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek greeted Avraham immediately after he was victorious over the four kings. And he blessed Avraham. He gave Avraham food. And he also, the Midrash says, he asked Hashem to make Avraham and his family the Kohen of the world. At this time of the battle, Malki Tzedek, who was also known as Shem, the son of Ham, he was the Kohen of the world. He was the priest. And Malki Tzedek knew, the Midrash says, that his family couldn't continue the duties of priesthood. And therefore, he asked that Avraham take over those duties. What are those duties? I think the name Malki Tzedek, the my king of righteousness, gives it away. The job of the Kohen was to bring righteousness and charity into the world. And therefore, Malki Tzedek, when he greeted Avraham after he was victorious, because Hashem helped him, said, now you are responsible to be the Kohen for the world. You are responsible to bring righteousness to the world. And we too at Har Sinai received that same responsibility of being Mamleches Kohanim, a kingdom of priests, a kingdom that is responsible to bring justice and charity to the world. And now let's look at Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Our mission is clear. Our position is clear. Hashem al yamincha. Hashem is at your right. What's going on here? Now the singer sees God on his right instead of him at God's right. Why the change? We change positions. Because at the beginning of this mizmor, the singer is at Hashem's right. That's the message. Hashem says, sit at my right. And therefore, it means that Hashem that he needs to serve Hashem. Basically, when you're sitting on God's right, you're God's right-hand man. But now Hashem is saying, I will sit at your right. Meaning Hashem is saying to us, I will be your right-hand man. Because once we focus on doing what Hashem wants from us, being his right-hand man to fulfill our divine mission, Hashem will change places with us and become our right-hand man. He will do his part to enable us to accomplish our mission. He will take care of the enemies for us. And the singer stuck by God, and now Hashem will take care of us. And how will Hashem take care of us? Pasuk Vav. Yadin bagoyim maleg vios, machatz rosh al eretz rabah. He will judge the nations and he will fill them with corpses. He will punish them. He will crush the leader of the great land. Meaning, in other words, Hashem will judge and destroy our enemies. And now we get to the final pasuk. Hashem is destroying our enemies, and it's describing what's going to happen. Minachal baderech yishteh al ken yorim rosh. From the river along the way he will drink, and therefore will raise his head. We actually say these past two psukim on Shabbos when we say Av HaRachamim, when we say the special tefillah for the people who have been murdered throughout the times, the Jewish people who have been murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem, because they were Jewish. And we say Hashem will destroy the enemy, and then from the river along the way he will drink, and therefore will raise his head. What does that mean? Very simply, the Mitzvot David explains that when Hashem destroys the enemy, there will be so much blood that the Jews will walk past rivers of blood when Hashem avenges the death of those holy Jews who've been murdered. But I want to look at this a little bit differently, and I want to look at this pasuk as the final pasuk of this song, the conclusion of this entire song. We begin the song with a message from Hashem to sit and wait for our salvation. And while we wait, we need to be a mamleches kohanim. We need to be the kohen of the world. We need to fulfill our mission. We need to do what we need to do in the moment. But waiting is hard, and sometimes it weakens us. And isn't that the story of Amalek? Amalek hits us when we are baderech, when we are on the way, when we are waiting, and it brings doubt. Because Amalek tells us, Hashem isn't really going to take care of you. You don't really need to do your job while you're waiting. And at times, we sometimes agree with Amalek, and we get into a sense of hopelessness as well. And this pasuk gives us the strength we need while we're sitting by Hashem's right side and waiting. And it says, Mi nachal baderech yishte. On the way, while you're waiting, there is a nachal. There is a river. There is a stream. Drink from the water in the stream. There are sources of nourishment that Hashem provides for us. There are life-saving gifts that Hashem gives us on the way. But sometimes what happens when we're waiting for a bigger salvation or for the real thing to happen is we don't appreciate the small streams of water that Hashem gives us baderech, on the way. And these streams come in all different forms. They can come in physical support and gifts that Hashem gives us, emotional support, people that come into our lives. But also, Mayim, water, the river, is a metaphor for Torah. Hashem sends us spiritual gifts and opportunities for spiritual enlightenment and even growth along the way as we're waiting. And when we drink along the way, when we use these opportunities for spiritual growth, when we enjoy the physical gifts Hashem gives us on the way, when we sort of feel that mateh, that staff of support that Hashem is sending to us and that he's working with us and working for us even as we wait, we sit and wait. When we see that, Al Kain Yarim Rosh, we will elevate ourselves. We will feel proud despite the adversity that we may be facing in the moment. It's something to think about. Thank you for studying together. L'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.